Senate Bill 46, an act to authorize the department to issue direct payment permits in certain instances.
Senate Bill 46 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator DeHuig.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 46 is a Department of Revenue bill that essentially crafts out a new mechanism whereby retailers can purchase goods, consumer goods, with no sales tax liability accruing at the time of purchase. It's a new little document that they would call a direct payment permit. And a retailer, in order to qualify for this permit, would have to complete an application form developed by the Department of Revenue and have to be approved by the Department of Revenue to hold that direct payment permit. That would then allow the retailer to pay the sales tax directly to the Department of Revenue rather than to the retailer from whom he is buying the goods. The department indicated to us in the tax committee that they would anticipate that this new system would be used very sparingly by them, and that in fact very few retailers in this state would probably even apply for this kind of special essentially resale certificate. It is very much like what we currently use in South Dakota that's called resale certificates, where if you are the holder of a resale certificate issued by the Department of Revenue, you can present that to the wholesaler, retailer, whomever you are buying consumer goods from, and at that time, sales tax does not accrue if you give them the exemption certificate. It's the same kind of concept, although if you are the holder of these direct payment permits, you would be allowed then to remit the sales tax when due. Once the use for the consumer goods has been determined, you can remit that sales tax directly to the Department of Revenue. I believe, Madam President, that explains the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the body. I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Moore.
I waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading?
The number is 46FF.
Yes. Is there a second? Remarks on the Moore motion to amend.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen, basically what this does is kind of clean up the language in Section 2 of the bill, which that section was added in tax committee. I spoke with the Department of Revenue, and they weren't real happy with the way the language was in that particular bill. And I told them, well, bring me over language that you're happy with, and we'll offer it on the floor. And basically what they've done is they've cleaned up the language somewhat there, and they put in a provision also that says that written evidence shall clearly indicate the name of the buyer. And that was important to the Department of Revenue, in their opinion, when they went to issue these permits, and being able to check with the retailer to make sure that they indeed did make the purchase from the retailer. So basically what they're saying is we want written documentation that individual did purchase the product from that particular retailer. That, in essence, is what this motion does. I would ask you to adopt the motion and then go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Moore motion to amend. Senator DeHuig.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, I have also reviewed the amendment. I think it's a good amendment. It clears up some of the confusion concern that was raised earlier insofar as the requirement that that there be evidence that in fact the buyer holds a direct pay permit. I think it's a great improvement to the bill and would ask your support of the amendment. Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks on the Moore amendment? Hearing none, the question is the Moore amendment to amend Senate Bill 46. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 46 as amended? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 46. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Hogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard? Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey, Ham, Hutmacher, Kleben, Ketzel, Kaskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting. Senator Dennard?
Aye.
Senator Staggers?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 46 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 76, an act to revise the